Happy Thanksgiving. I hope that for many of you, this is a day that you can enjoy some food and enjoy some time with family. If not, you too have many things to be thankful for and many blessings that you can think about today. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. And so today is a day the Bible says it's so important to take time to be thankful. And we need to be thankful for many people God has put in our lives, for many things that we are fortunate to have, the blessings we have living in a country like America, so many things. But all good gifts come ultimately from God. And the Bible says that one of the great sins, or the beginning of sin, is that people think that they deserve the things they have. They therefore do not give thanks to God. They don't remember that there would be nothing at all apart from the Creator, who chose to make this world and make us and give us life. So this is a day of thanksgiving. I want to welcome you to the program. I'm Pastor David. This is Trust the Bible. Our goal each morning is to grow your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. We've been talking about Thanksgiving throughout this week, and the first Thanksgiving and the story behind it. I want to share with you some this morning more about the pilgrims and what would lead them to have something like a feast in order to give thanksgiving to God. What was their motivation? And I've told you that the pilgrims loved the Bible. They loved the Bible so much they wanted to follow everything that the Bible taught. And the church in the country they were in England, said, you have to do church the way we say to do church. The government controlled the church. And there were times when they thought, you know, we think the Bible says to do things differently than the way the king says. And so they loved God's word so much, they were willing even to go to prison in order to follow what the Bible taught. And that's what led them on a journey, on a pilgrimage to Holland first, but eventually to the New World, to a land with opportunity, to a land where they could worship God freely, where they could create a society that would be based on the Bible, and where they could fish and farm, and hopefully they prayed have some prosperity as well, that God would bless their hard work. And we saw that it did not go so well that first winter. Half of them, that first 3 months after arriving, died. They didn't know how to farm in this new land. They didn't know how to fish in the new land. And on top of all of that, an Indian comes walking up to them. They think maybe to fight them, maybe a war is about to begin. And instead, he announces to them in English, "Welcome, Englishmen." And we've looked at the whole story of how God supernaturally provided a man by the name of Squanto, who helped them develop peace with the Native Americans and helped them learn how to fish and learn how to farm. And because of Squanto and the amazing life he went through so many hardships we've looked at this week, but it prepared his heart and made him someone who would want to help these pilgrims, these first settlers. And what led them then to start thinking about a Thanksgiving feast? Well, I believe it's based on the Bible. It's based on a passage in Leviticus chapter 23, verses 39 and 40. Yeah, Leviticus is that book that sometimes people try to read through the Bible, and about the time you hit Leviticus, it starts getting hard because there's all these strange teachings about sacrifices and customs that we're not familiar with. It takes a little bit more work to understand what God is saying to us through that book because of some of the things that sound strange. But nevertheless, it's a very important book. And Leviticus is a book that tells the Jewish people about different festivals they're to have during the year. For instance, every year the Jewish people are told to celebrate Passover. They're to remember the time God brought them out of slavery in the land of Egypt. And they're to have a special meal with different teachings about what to do that night and how to celebrate that meal. There's another festival that the Bible talks about called Sukkot. Sometimes the Bible in your Bibles will translate it the Feast of Tabernacles, but the Jewish term for it is Sukkot, so that's what I'm going to use. And Leviticus 23, verse 39 is the passage that talks about Sukkot. It says, "So beginning with the 15th day of the seventh month, after you have gathered the crops of the land, celebrate the festival to the Lord for 7 days. The first day is a day of rest, and the eighth day also is a day of rest. On the first day you are to take choice fruit from the trees and palm fronds, leafy branches and poplars, and rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days." This was a harvest celebration. It was, verse 39 says, after you have gathered the crops. And then it was a celebration. Celebrate the festival. Rejoice. That's the main command for this festival, is to be full of joy. And it lasted for 7 days. We do 1 day for Thanksgiving. We kind of have a long weekend, if you're fortunate, to have the whole weekend off to travel and visit family. But they did it for 7 days. This was on the 15th day of the seventh month, which usually falls in October on our calendar. And I think that the pilgrims, when they were studying this passage, said, you know, we need to have something like this. After we gather our harvest, we need to have a celebration before the Lord. And so the idea of Thanksgiving came from the Jewish festival of Sukkot. The pilgrims did not believe that they had to follow all of the Jewish festivals exactly the way the Bible taught. The first Thanksgiving was not a 7-day long festival, nor did it fall on the right date on the Jewish calendar. But it was more than 1 day. It was about 3 days long. They had their new allies, the Native American tribe, the Wampanoag. They invited them, Chief Massasoit and Samoset were there, as well as Squanto and 20 other of the tribes, 20 braves, and they all came together. They brought all kinds of food. After the successful harvest, they would have enjoyed lobster, different kinds of fish. Certainly not everything would have been on the list of clean animals that Jewish people eat. They weren't trying to follow Sukkot perfectly. But what they were trying to do is take a principle in the Old Testament that at harvest time every year, you take time to recognize that God has blessed you with this. And you honor him and you rejoice. So often we think of the commands of the Bible as being trying to get in the way of our fun. The Bible's trying to teach us how to really succeed and enjoy life. And this festival in particular was a time committed to having joy before the Lord, worshiping the Lord, thinking about how good he is, and enjoying him. And so that first Thanksgiving celebration, and they would have had deer, they would have had turkey, they would have had all kinds of things. They had games, they had different competitions, probably wrestling matches and those kinds of things. They just enjoyed each other's company. These pilgrims who had come from a distant land, and the Native Americans. And what a testimony it was to the work of God. Because without Squanto and God providing that person there to guide them, they probably would not have been alive. I don't think any of them would have survived up until that point. And so what they did was they took that time to thank God. And that's what you should do today as well. Sometime during the day, stop and think about all you have to be thankful for. And certainly if you get to have a nice Thanksgiving meal today, have someone in your house lead in a prayer, recognizing that all things come from God and that he is good. And whatever you're going through in life right now, God is faithful. We can trust him. We can love him. We can find joy in him. So I wish all of you a happy Thanksgiving. I'll be back tomorrow. Until then, remember, you can trust the Bible.